For well over a decade now, the West African Monetary Zone, WAMS, has been battling with the establishment of a common currency to be known as the ECO for five ECOWAS member countries. The currency was to have been launched in 2008, but has been postponed on several occasions. Ms. Sidakon of the Business Desk in this feature assesses the state of arrangements for the establishment of the ECO and whether or not the currency will one day see the light of day.
The ECO is the proposed name for the common currency that the West African Monetary Zone, WAMS, plans to introduce within ECOWAS. In the final analysis, the ECO, when introduced, is expected to be merged with the CFA franc used in the Francophone member countries of the ECOWAS to facilitate trade. Just like the euro in the eurozone, the ECO will help improve interregional trade on the continent. It will eliminate the use of multiple differential currencies in trading, such as the Ghana Cedi used in Ghana, Naira in Nigeria, the CFA in Togo, Benin and Cote d'Ivoire, the Leon in Sierra Leone and the Liberian dollar in Liberia. The currency was slated to be launched in 2000 but was postponed to 2003, then to 2005, 2010 and now targeted at 2015 after ministers and governors in the sub-region met on the 25th of May 2009 due to the global economic crisis. Member countries are expected to meet some criteria before they take off. These are grouped into four convergence primary criteria and six convergence secondary criteria. The Director General of the West African Monetary Institute, WAMI, Abuaku Nglema, speaks about how far member countries have gone trying to meet these criteria. He said although some countries met the criteria some time ago, they all slipped, partly due to the global financial crisis.
The achievement of these criteria are very important if we are to succeed when we introduce the single currency and if we are to avoid what happened in the euro area. Of all the countries, the Gambia and Nigeria met the four primary criteria in 2006 and 2007. Ghana met the four criteria in 2011. Liberia met in 2010. But after the global financial crisis in 2008, all the member countries slipped. As at December 2012, none of the member countries met the four primary criteria.
Like the eurozone, it took over 40 years for the single currency to be finally launched. Though some member countries in the eurozone did not meet the criteria, the currency was still launched. Since WAMI is taking a cue from the eurozone, will it go ahead to launch it even if some member countries do not meet their criteria?
The issue is, in the euro area, what led to the crisis is that some of the member countries like Greece and Ireland did not meet all the convergence criteria, both primary and secondary, before they were admitted into the eurozone. And that was the effect that we saw in terms of debt and what have you. And in terms, they didn't also have a harmonized banking laws, either in terms of regulation or capitalization requirements and what have you. People seem to say, oh, we have started since 2001 or 2000, why can't we introduce it? If we say we want a currency, we can introduce it. But if we don't have sound macroeconomic policies that are anchored on this meeting of these convergence criteria and sustained over a period of time, we will find that all the benefits that should have accrued to a single currency, we will not benefit from it. We are not delaying because it took other countries a long time. No. But we want to meet these criteria. That is to say that we want to ensure that every member country imbibe sound macroeconomic policies. That is the basis. If we can achieve this criteria tomorrow and sustain it over a period of time, we will recommend to the authorities that we introduce it. But when it comes to the introduction of the single currency, it is not achieving it once. It has to be sustained.
Mr. Nglema mentioned that there are other challenges such as volatile inflation rate in the sub-region, fluctuation in crude oil prices and high fiscal deficits due to substantial capital investments. Despite all these, WAMI is optimistic that the ECO will become a reality because member countries are committed to achieving this.
I can say with certainty that the member countries are cooperating. The heads of states and governments have given their full commitment towards the realization of the eco currency. The central bank governors are also committed, and that is why almost all the central banks are fighting inflation and seeking for independence of their central banks through legislative procedures.
Mr. Englema explains how this currency will be used in member countries after its introduction.
Once the currency is introduced, we are most likely to follow the European model. What Europe did was to give a time frame within which the national currency and the eco will be running side by side. But the national currencies, once they get to the central bank, they will not get back into circulation again. And within a short period, all the national currencies will drawn, and then the eco will be the one that will be circulating within the region. We will see the eco currency, but whether it will be 2015 or another date is not for me to say. But what I can assure you is that we will surely see the eco currency. We should keep hope alive. We should not be discouraged because we have slipped once or twice.
An economist and the head of the Economics Department of the University of Ghana, Professor Peter Korte, shares his views on the prospects of the proposed eco.
When you have a common currency, the advantage is that there is no exchange rate conversion charges. So it makes trade very easy, much easier than when you have to convert into different currencies. And in most African countries, we often have to convert into either the US dollar or the pound or the euro. But most often, it's the US dollar that is used. And it creates a lot of challenges for developing countries. So if African countries can trade amongst each other, without having to convert currencies, then it will make trade easier. It will also reduce the conversion charges we pay in this respect. Now, the delay has been because we set targets that we've not been able to meet these targets in terms of the inflation has to be single digit, a budget deficit of 5% of GDP, and a few others. We've not been able to meet these targets. Some countries meet it this year, 1 year, then the following year, they are unable to meet the target, and that has been the bit of contention now. In my view, maybe the targets are too high, and we need to revisit this and set some realistic targets that countries can meet, and then we work towards achieving them.
But what do ordinary Ghanaians know about the eco?
I think it's a very good idea. It will make trading in Africa, or West Africa for specific, very, very easy. You know, instead of you changing currency when you go to Togo, for example, or changing currency when you go to Liberia or Nigeria, for example, you can use the eco for all trade, you know, and that will make a business very efficient and very smart. I hope it will come very soon. We accept dollars, we accept the pounds and the euros. Why not eco? We should accept it. It is a very good thing.
Kemi magu mu devise nke betumi abua ye nation no. Ni Africa men nyina because we call Europe that no mu ye wo ho. Nti Africa nyen so ye betumi abua ye wo ha no say.
I think it's good because for you having the CD and going somewhere to go now that you are going to change your money. Maybe you don't know the calculation. You see, that's one problem. To me it will help.
I think it's okay depending on the benefits that you derive from it. Same happened with the euro, and then it saw the light of day. So I'm sure probably one of these days we'll see it happening here in Africa too. I seriously would like us to maintain a CD. Really not in support of it, but it might thrive, but I'm really not in support of it looking at what happened to the euro.
Well, in as much as this proposed currency will facilitate trade in the sub-region, it will be prudent for the member countries to weigh the pros and cons before introducing it. If for nothing at all, we have a lot to learn from the Eurozone countries.
The feature was put together by Mercy Darkon.